You may still be in a food coma from your 4th of July cookout, but the weekend's here again. Let's start in Wilmington. Do you have a gift with words that you think the world should hear? Then you'll want to be at the Grand on Saturday from 5 to 7 for open mic night with Anthem. That would be your host, artist, and UD grad Christian Anthem Wills. He's open to lyrics, short stories, and poems, both complete and in progress. So come through and find out if you've got what it takes to command your own stage one day.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door, and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
Yes, Phoenixville's world-famous Blob Fest is back. The campy three-day festival dedicated to the 1958 movie filmed in Pennsylvania returns to the Colonial Theater on Friday. Gotta love the quirky events that make the Delaware Valley so unique. And don't forget, this was Steve McQueen's first leading role, so he got his start right here. Double features and parties are ticketed, but the Blob Street Fair is free. We'll have the schedule and all the ticket info on our website, whyy.org/things to do. The Latin American community is a vibrant part of the city's diverse mix, and they're celebrating their culture with two events this weekend. The Hispanic Fiesta is at the Great Plaza at Penn's Landing on Saturday and Sunday, with performances by Charlie Aponte and Oro Salido. And if you've been driving on the parkway wondering why there's a giant Ferris wheel there, it's because the Oval is the summer's pop-up hotspot. That's where Nuevo Fest is taking place on Sunday starting at 4 with Combo Chimbita headlining. The Tiny Room for Elephants Festival starts Friday and goes through July 24th. It's an intriguing name and an even more intriguing concept. This is the festival that brings 35 visual artists and 20 musicians together. As the artists create, the musicians provide the soundtrack. The festival ends by celebrating both with days of parties and events. And it all goes down at Cherry Street Pier. Bucks County is honoring creativity as well. The Tinicum Arts Festival returns to the Red Barn at Tinicum Park this Saturday and Sunday. It's an indoor and outdoor festival with over 300 artists showcasing their work. There's also music, food, and the Book Wagon, where you have a choice of thousands of books to buy. Festival proceeds benefit Tinicum Township. It's not every week that a living legend comes to town, but this week, one is gracing us with her presence. That's right, Gladys Knight is kicking off the summer season at the Del East, and what better artist to do it? From the Ted Mack Amateur Hour to Versus, 2022 marks Knight's 70th year in the business. No, I did not stutter. I said 70. She'll be at the Dell tonight at 8, and hopefully you can still get a ticket because they were going fast. We're wrapping up this Legends edition of Things to Do with a few more. We'll let you know where you can see Prince's iconic Sign of the Times concert film for free, and where Black Panther is showing this weekend, also for free. But only if you head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. Whatever you choose to do this weekend, be safe, have fun, and have a great weekend, everyone. We'll leave you with a little bit of Midnight Train to Georgia, one of my favorite songs of all time. Gladys, we love you.